Get hot, get too close to the flame. Wild open space, talk like an open book. Sign me up, got no time to take a picture. I'll remember someday all the chances we took. We're so close.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special edition of Podzilla 1985. Got a twofold episode here, and we'll explain that here in a second. I am your host, Shannon Young, as always, and with me tonight is Lindsay Wolfgang of Blogzilla 1985, so it's good to have a familiar face here. Lindsay, how are you doing?
Not too bad.
It is good to see you, not that we live together or anything. Yeah.
Oh, yes, not at all.
Never see each other. We literally don't. I mean, between our work schedules.
Opposite schedules.
Yeah, it gets frustrating. But yeah, it's kind of a special episode here. It's something that's on the fly. It's sudden. And here's the reason why. We actually got equipment, and we're testing it out. We're checking all this stuff out. At the same time, Lindsay, I've noticed you noticed on the cat over there. We probably should have locked her out. We're recording this at home because, like I said, this is spur of the moment. We should probably lock that cat out. That cat is going to give us problems all day. We have a cat. She's adorable. Very professional. Thank you, kitty. Thank you. We'll see you on the next show. Okay, well, the cat is gone. Now, Lindsay, like I was saying, live microphone, folks. I saw something today when I got on Facebook, as I always do, to check my messages. And I don't know if any of you guys have seen it. Pictures of Tara Reid, actress Tara Reid, were released today from some beach she was at. She's partying. I don't think she does much anything else now. Lindsay, I know you've seen those pictures. She looked shockingly thin. I'm not normally one person to talk about this kind of stuff because, hey, celebrities, whatever. But this kind of scared me. What do you think?
It is terrifying, especially because when you say her name, I go back to my geeky college years and think Josie and the Pussycats,
right,
and the happy, bubbly, bouncy, attractive young girl.
Yeah.
And she kind of now looks like a corpse with extra skin hanging off of her.
Yeah, we're looking at the pictures right now. We're going to post that picture on the podcast. We're going to have a link down so you guys can see it. It's awful, and I'm not saying that to make fun of her. It's scary. She really does look like a kind of a corpse. She still has a pretty face. She's a very pretty girl, but her body is very corpse-like. With two implants hanging off of her. Two giant implants hanging off of a corpse's body. My first instinct as an entertainer is to make fun of her, because that's what we do, and we're on the internet, so our job is to make people feel like shit about themselves. But I can't do it with this.
Mm-hmm.
It scares me. We've got a picture side-by-side comparison of Tara Reid from, I don't know if it was this weekend or today or when, but she's next to a picture of her from a couple years ago. We're going to post that on the podcast as well. And it's just terrifying to see. She's a very beautiful woman, and I don't know what she's done to herself, but I think this kind of plays into the whole body image problems that people have nowadays. You would think that with people like Kim Kardashian, say what you will about why she's a celebrity or what she brings to the table, but she does bring popularity to the table, and she has a great body, in my opinion. She's very curvy. She's what you would call a real woman. I'm doing the air quotes here. And you would think that would have a bigger impact on people, but you see this, and it scares me. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's beyond not taking care of yourself.
Yeah. From what I read, she said that she did it because she wanted a six-pack. She wanted abs. And she thought she was already a skinny girl, but she wanted to have better abs, so she had liposuction.
You're not going to get those abs unless you actually do the work. Like, she didn't need liposuction if she wanted flat. She needed the tummy tuck.
Well,
There's a difference. That skin's still there.
I don't know much about plastic surgeries, I'll be honest with you. But, you know, this kind of reminds me of me and, to an extent, you, because we've both struggled with body issues.
Yeah.
For anybody that knows me, I mean, I'm a big guy. I like to think that I'm not just some grotesquely overweight guy, but I'm a big guy. I'm not going to lie about it. And every day I look in the mirror, I think bad things, and I try to make myself feel better about it. I want to go to the gym. I want to do stuff, but body issue is a big thing. And seeing this, I mean, it's just sad.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, there's not much else you can say about it. I don't understand what goes through a girl's head. I mean, I'm looking at this picture of Tara Reid on the right, and she's just perfect. I mean, this is the kind of girl that, you know, as a guy, you dream about. You fantasize about this woman. She's blonde. She's beautiful. Great body. Lovely everything.
In this day and age, someone would probably still call her fat, even though she's not.
Well, she mentioned that, actually. She did an interview with TMZ where she said, you know, that she still feels fat and people would still call her fat because her stomach was a little puffed out, a little bigger, which is ridiculous. I've seen pictures of Tara Reid. It's not her body that's the problem. It's the horrible things she's done to her body that is the problem. Now, as a woman that used to be a young girl and a teenager and all that, what kind of pressure do you feel from society to make you want to do something like that to yourself? Are you happy with your body?
I'm not 100% happy with my body, but I'm not going to go to that extent. I mean, in high school, I was a size 3. I barely weighed 100 pounds. And where I am currently, I am well over that range. I wouldn't mind dropping a few, but to go to that extent, I don't know. I'm not exactly one that wants to, like, do the work.
But
at the same time, if you don't do the work and just do the liposuction like she obviously did here, you're not going to get the results you want. It's not like waving a magic wand.
No, there's no such thing as, you know, I wish I had my friend Kurt on here. He could tell you all about spot training and how that's not true. And I think this is indicative of a bigger problem with society in general, that everyone's looking for a quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to put the effort or work into it anymore. Everybody's just looking to get ahead, you know, right now, ASAP. And in a case like this, there really wasn't much to be done to begin with.
Yeah, no.
I mean, she already looked good. Say what you will about her celebrity, like Kim Kardashian. I mean, I remember her from Josie and the Pussycats. I remember her from American Pie.
Uh-huh.
And she looked great in all of them. She looked fantastic. She's only 39. We talked about this earlier before the show. She's only 39.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like she's, you know, 39 is nothing. She's just a couple years ahead of us, really. 7 years ahead of me and, well, but 7 ahead of you right now. Don't mind revealing your age on the air.
I don't care.
But compared to her, I now feel like I'm in a much better position than I did before I got on Facebook today.
Yeah, you don't look like you're dying.
I feel like I'm dying, but that's another story altogether. You know, I feel like there's some kind of mental illness there. It's not rational thinking, that is for sure.
Also, though, she is in the limelight, celebrity, maybe not as much as before.
Yeah.
But just anything in that line, everything's like, you have to be skinny, you have to be tiny, you're on camera, everyone's seeing you. I even would throw the fashion world into it because everything is set in that if you're not a size 2,
right,
it's not going to work.
Yeah,
even though in this day and age, size 2 is not the case. That's like your 13-year-olds,
yeah,
if that.
Well, I was actually talking to a friend at the store today. I'm trying to remember if it was Charlie or if it was Jesse or Zach. I can't remember, but we were talking about, or actually it may have been Steven from Pentanerd, I think, actually. We were talking about supermodels, and I showed him a picture of what a supermodel was. And this is before we saw the Tara Reid thing. This is before we knew anything about Tara Reid doing this insanity that she's doing. And the supermodels we saw, I mean, they were stick figures. They were tiny. It's sickening. And then you look at someone like Kate Upton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a big fan of, or Melissa Debling, which I know Jesse and I both are fans of, and the body weights between the two, I mean, it's kind of opposite ends of the spectrum, where one's a stick, the other's like a cartoon character, giant breast.
Your classic, you know, 1940s, 50s bombshell pinup.
Right, but the fashion industry would look more towards the stick,
yeah.
And you know, this has been said a million times, but what an awful message to send people,
mm-hmm,
that you have to be skinny to, one, be healthy, or two, be beautiful.
Yeah. I had friends during high school that were tinier than me, but they still borderline eating disorder. Like, they never eat at all.
And Tara Reid also said that she eats all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She said she eats all the time. And if you eat all the time and you look like this, I mean, are you throwing it up? Are you getting rid of it somehow?
Because
it doesn't look like it's staying on. And, you know, for anybody listening that is struggling with weight or struggling with body issues, I mean, you're not alone. Look at Tara Reid to know that from everyone, from lowly podcast nerds like Lindsay and I, all the way to celebrities like Tara Reid, Kim Kardashian, everybody is struggling with this. Everybody is unhappy with who they are. And I wish there was a better message to give other than to be happy with whatever you got. Because there's always somebody worse off than you.
You just need to embrace yourself more than anything. And unless it's literally something that's going to harm you more,
yeah,
be happy with yourself.
Be happy with yourself. Be happy with whatever you're working with. Because the alternatives are you go under the knife, you get those thoughts inside of your head, and you do something stupid. Either you end up looking like Tara Reid in these really shocking pictures, or you die. You know, I've heard of people killing themselves, people losing their minds and just going nuts and taking their own lives because they couldn't handle the way they look anymore.
Because they can't fit into what society wants them to be as right now.
Well, society in general is fucked.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have said that to each other 1,000 times. Society as a whole is a mistake. The way America looks at anything, the way America looks at everything from politics, religion, you know, gay rights, animal rights, human rights. I feel like Professor Farnsworth in Futurama, and I don't want to live on this planet.
I don't want to live here anymore.
Yeah. And you know, what's the fix? How do you fix we go back probably 10, 20 years from when, all time probably, when girls, you know, issues and body issues for men and women, how do you fix that? How do you put into people's head, it's going to be okay. Just be happy with yourself. What would it take for you to be happy with yourself?
I mean, I'm not that unhappy with myself as far as that goes. Like, yeah, I'd like to be a little bit thinner.
Yeah, well, we would all like to be a little bit thinner, don't get me wrong.
And until they come up with some, like, miracle diet that actually does work and isn't just some gimmick that still lets you enjoy the foods you enjoy.
Yeah.
Short of just exercising and learning to be healthier, there's not really an easy fix. You no. can't just go in and implant a chip in someone's brain and be like, you're going to love yourself.
Well, not yet.
Yet, yeah.
I'm sure the nerds in Japan are working on that.
No, they're too busy with their tentacle anime.
Well, this got real dark real fast. How do you follow that? How do you follow tentacle anime? I don't even know where we're at anymore.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's fine. I'm happy you haven't talked about cat bug yet.
I've been behaving myself.
Well, you've sort of been behaving yourself. I can't get over it. I can't stop looking at these pictures. I can't stop feeling both sorry for her and also want to point the finger at her. But more accurately, I want to point the finger at society.
In general, we just need to stop being so judgmental.
Of each other, too.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, it's a human rights thing. It's a human rights thing, and I don't know where to go. I don't know where to stop. I try to look at myself and you know, fix the things I don't like without hating myself for the things that I do. But, you know, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs. I enjoy a Pepsi now and then. I enjoy a pizza now and then. Of course, I enjoy a liter of Pepsi now and then. And I enjoy a whole pizza now and then. And I know it's something I need to change, but it's hard. But looking at pictures like this, I wonder what the alternative could be. Like, at what point do I go from overindulging to the point of unhealthiness to not indulging at all? And you know, just because you're skinny, there's this misconception that just because you're skinny you're healthy, which is completely untrue, because I know plenty of skinny people
that are unhealthy as all get out.
Yeah,
I was completely unhealthy when I was skinny. I was eating junk food constantly. I remember that. Working out, I just had an awesome metabolism still.
Yeah, and of course with age comes a lesser metabolism.
Uh-huh, and it sucks.
It does suck, but I would say you're healthier than you were back then, because you don't eat as many sweets now.
I still eat quite a few, but I don't have an entire drawer full of candy anymore.
When you and I met, you would open up the drawer on your computer desk, and you would have candy shoved in the drawer.
Yeah, I know.
And you would eat candy from that drawer occasionally.
I know, and that's probably why I put on 60 pounds.
Well, you don't do it now, though.
No, I don't.
We can say that, hey, I'm unhappy with the way I look, I'm unhappy with my body. You and I are pretty much the same. We want to look different, but we don't go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
We try to work out when we can, but when you work 40 hours a week, you have all these extracurricular activities.
You don't have a set work schedule.
You don't have a schedule.
One day you're opening, one day you're closing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me hanging out with friends, going to dinner, everything eats away at your time. Where do you find the time to take care of yourself. And when you don't have the time to take care of yourself, that's when you do things like Tara Reid did. And you've got, I think she got, I know she got breast implants because there was that embarrassing moment a couple years ago where her breast fell out of her dress. And I guess she was drunk. Surprise, surprise. I'm not trying to be judgmental, but it's not like that's news. But her breast fell out of her dress on the red carpet or golden carpet or whatever they call it.
Red carpet.
Red carpet, there you go. Her nipples showing. Obviously, she's had work done. She's had a botched, I think she actually did get a botched tummy tuck a couple years ago, because she said that the plastic surgery pretty much ruined the way she looked.
I remember you talking about when she had the bad plastic surgery and stuff.
And now she's had the bad liposuction, and she looks awful. And I'm not trying to make fun of her. And to me, it really feels like when we all saw Amy Winehouse go from a... I thought she was a talented, lovely girl. And over time, she just kept slipping and slipping. And all of a sudden, she's skinnier. Her hair's messed up. Her teeth are messed up. You could tell something was wrong. But because, I don't know, because she's a celebrity, because nobody wants to do anything, she died. She's dead. You can't help her anymore. And at what point do we, as people, stop looking at celebrities and each other, to be fair, stop looking at them and pointing out what's wrong with them and start helping them? You know, who can finally jump in and go, something is wrong with you, you're going to destroy yourself, I want to help you, instead of writing about it in the tabloids, doing podcasts on it, because I'm just as big of a fucking hypocrite as everybody else, because I'm sitting here talking about it instead of doing it. Now, to be fair, I don't have Tara Reid's phone number. And I wish I did, because if I did, she wouldn't look like that.
Plus, who knows how much fan mail they actually look into and answer,
oh, probably,
if at all, on themselves.
Probably very little. And how much of that fan mail is threats or...
Obsessive fans.
Yeah, you look awful. You look like a fat bitch. Lose weight. And then, like you said, there's the stress of Hollywood. But it's not just a celebrity problem. We see it around us all the time. People aren't happy with themselves, and it's a shame. Because if you can't love who you are... you can't really expect other people to love you for you either. You have to be happy with yourself, and even if they don't love you for who you are, who the fuck cares? Who gives a fuck what they think, because they are not you. They do not control you. They do not decide who you are, where you go, what you get to do. They are nobody. You make your own decisions, and it's your life. Live it the way you want to hell with everybody else, take care of yourself, and, you know, maybe we can take care of each other. But I don't know. It's depressing. We're going to post these pictures on the site for you so you can take a look at it. Because I know it sounds like, well, why are they talking about Tara Reid? Who cares? One, you should care. And shame on you for not caring about another human being's existence. Whether you like her or not, she's a human being. She deserves a little respect. She deserves a life, regardless of any choices she makes or whatever. We're going to post those pictures so you can take a look at it. And just think about it. Just think about yourself. Just think about your life. Try to take care of yourself. Don't fall into that trap.
Seriously, if you covered up her face on this one picture, you would think it was like a 60-year-old woman.
Yeah, she has the face of a 39-year-old and the body of a 62-year-old. She looks like, I forget what movie it was, with the old woman where she got naked and she looked awful. Well, you know,
there's several of them.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to wrestling real quick and talk about the WWE when Mae Young.
Oh, no.
Yeah, when she took her clothes off. I mean, she kind of has, she's not as big as Mae Young, but she has that old woman look. And I think part of that is because of the implants.
Yeah.
When you've got.
They're not.
Yeah, when you've got a stretched out body and your breasts are still hanging out.
I will give her props for at least putting on a bathing suit in that, because I would not be wearing a bathing suit if I looked like that. I would be in shorts and a t-shirt.
Well, to be fair, there were other pictures of her from this set, and they didn't all look as bad, but they still looked pretty bad. And I'm not trying to judge her looks and say, well, she's sexy or not. This isn't
about sexy.
This isn't about sexiness. This is about, you know, your health and taking care of yourself. And I guess we are an entertainment podcast. We are an entertainment entity. So Tara Reid, I don't want to say is an easy target, because I'm not trying to target her. I just want to bring out to light that it's not okay. It's not okay to do these kind of things to yourself. Just if you're trying to please other people, forget about it, because you never will please everybody.
Mm-mm,
and
never.
If you're doing it because you yourself think that there's something wrong with you and you have to do it, then you need to get help. You need to talk to a professional, there are sunnier days out there for everybody. I promise you. You just have to get the help that you need. Mm-hmm. And she obviously needs help.
Yes, most definitely.
We're going to wrap it up there. Man, it's just hard to look at. It's very depressing. Regardless, I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank Lindsay for being here and talking about this with me. I really do hope that you all take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and let's work towards a day when stuff like this isn't news and maybe isn't even happening.
It would be nice.
It would be nice.
But I think we're probably far off from that cycle rolling around.
And that's the saddest thing we could possibly end this on.
But I'm sorry.
It's all right. Again, thank you guys. I always appreciate the listens. We'll see you again on Thursday when I'll be talking with Jesse Kimball about from Pentadirt, of course, about Nintendo. We're going to talk about the new NX system, the Amiibos. He's going to rant and rave because I know he's getting pissed off about this stuff. Still pissed off about it. Don't want to end on such a happy note because this is a very serious story. But like I said, there are happier days ahead. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you next time.